Today's Amud for Chazara is Megillah Chav Chasam and Aleph. We're holding on Chav Zayinim Abayz, three lines from the bottom, Shalu Tamid of Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua. So they asked Rabbi Elazar, B'ma harachta yamim, what did you do that you were zaycheh to have a richas yamim? So Amar Lehem, so he said to the Tamidim, Miyamai le'asisi kafandari le'beis ha'kneses. I never used the shul as a shortcut, even in times where you're allowed to. L'maisa, I had a certain sensitivity, and I was makbe not to do it. V'le'pasati al rashi am kadosh, I didn't step on the heads of people that were from the am kadosh, meaning the head of another yid. I never walked over someone, even if a room was crowded and I had to get through. I wouldn't walk over somebody. It's not so nice. V'le'nasati kapai b'le bracha, and I didn't duchen without making a bracha, which spoke about what may be the chiddush over here. Maybe there's no chiv to make a bracha by berachas kayanim. He was makbid l'maisa that he wouldn't duchen without making a bracha. Shalu tamidav es Rabbi Preda b'meharach the yamim. So it said to Rabbi Preda, how are you zaychet arichas yamim? Amar lahem miyamai le'kadmani adam beis hamedrash. Nobody ever got to the beis medrash before me. V'beirachti l'fnei kayin. I didn't lead the benching when there was a kayin there. I made sure always to let the kayin. I deferred to the kayin. V'achalti mi behema shalihormu matnaiseh. And I didn't eat from a behema when I didn't yet give the matanais to the kayin. Dam Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, that it's also le'achal mi behema shalihormu matnaiseh. You're not allowed to eat from a behema until you give the matanais to the kayin. V'am Rabbi Yitzchak, kala aicha mi behema shalihormu matnaiseh es kilu aichot tfalim. It's like tevel. It's like the equivalent of tevel that you can't eat from the tfuah until you give the trumas and meisers. So too, you can't eat from the behema until you give the matanis to the kayin. But says the Gemara, v'las elchaz akavase, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yitzchak, really you are allowed to eat from the behema before you give the matanis. Afal pikein, Rabbi Preda was machmir, he was machbid on himself not to eat from the behema until he gave the matanis. Now on that which he said, that I didn't make a bracha before a kayin, meaning always deferred to the kayin, ask the Gemara, le'meimer d'mal yusahi, is that really a maila to defer to a kayin when you're such a big talmud chacham? Va'am Rabbi Yechanan kol talmud chacham, shemevarech lefanav afilu kayin gadol amaretz, a talmud chacham who defers and he lets bench, he lets make the bracha before him, even the kayin gadol, but the kayin gadol is an amaretz, oisa talmud chacham is chayiv misa, he's chayiv misa for deferring and being mevaz of the Torah. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, kol misana ya'avu maves, that those who hate me, who hate the Torah, they love Misa, altikri misanai ela misaniai. Those who caused me to be hated. How does he cause the Torah to be hated? By deferring. He's being mavaz of the Torah. So says the Gemara. So how was Rapreda able to do this? Says the Gemara. Ki kamar ihu b'shavin. He was talking about a situation where the kayin was on the equal level of chachma as him, and that's why he was able to defer. Shalu tamida v'as Rabbi Nechonia ben Akana. They asked Rabbi Nechonia, "B'meh harachti yamim? How are you zayichat harichas yamim?" So Amar lehem, "Yamai lo niskabanti v'klein chaveri. I didn't take covet from something which caused a disgrace to my friend. V'le alsa mitasi kilas chaveri. I was meichal everybody before I went to sleep. Uvatram b'mamayni ayisi, and I was mevater with my mamay." Says the Gemara, "Lo niskabanti b'klein chaveri. I didn't take covet with the disgrace of my friend. Ki hader avuna, like the story with Rav Huna, Dare Mara Akatfe, he was carrying a shovel on his shoulder, and also Rav Chanan bar Chaniloi v'kadari mine, and Rav Chanan bar Chaniloi came and he took it from him and he started carrying it on his shoulder. So Amar Leis, Rav Huna said to Rav Chanan, I regilas de dareis b'masach dare. If this is something that you usually do, you're not makbid, you usually carry things with you in the street, so fine, I'll let you carry it for me. However, v'ilai, but if not, is yakuri anam bezilusa didach le'nichali, that I should get covered, that I shouldn't be carrying anything through your bizayin, that you're carrying something for me in the street that I'm not willing to do. For also mitasi kilas chaveri, and I didn't go to sleep angry at my friend. Ki hadu marzutra ki avasola glupurayo, like marzutra when he would go up to his bed at night. So Amar, he would say shari le lekol man detzaran, that I'm meichel anybody who caused me pain. Uvatram b'mamayni ayisi, and I was mevater with my mamin. Damar mar, iyo vatram b'mamayni hava, that iyo was mevater with his mamin. Shaya maniach pruta l'chenveni mimamayni, and we see this from that which he would tell the chenveni he could keep the change, instead of the chenveni having to give him small change, so he would tell him, no, you could just keep the change, and like that he was mevater with his mamin. Shal Rabbi Kiva from Nechoni HaGadol. Rabbi Kiva asked Rabbi Nechoni HaGadol, but ma harach the yamim, how are you zaychat arichas yamim? Now the Gabayim, they thought that he was saying that you shouldn't be zaychat arichas yamim. He was coming to rip on him. How are you zaychat arichas yamim? And also Gavzei, so his Gabayim came, the Kamachulei, so they started hitting Rabbi Kiva. They thought he was a troublemaker. They didn't realize he was Rabbi Kiva. They thought Stam, he was a troublemaker. So Salik Yasev Aresha the Dikla, Rabbi Kiva ran away. He went up and he climbed and sat on top of a tree. And Amar lay and he screamed out to Rabbi Nechuni ben Akana. He asked him. He said, "Rabbi, I have a shaila for you. Em nemar keves lama nemar echad? Why does the Torah describe the carbon as keves echad? Keves by definition is one. It's lashon yachid. So why does the Torah have to say keves echad?" So Amar lehu. So Rabbi Nechuni said to the Gabayim. He said, "Ah, you see, tzur b'mirabanan hu. He's not a troublemaker. He's a budding talmud chacham. So shafkuhu, let him go. He just wanted to know how I was zeichet." He wants to learn from me. So Amar Lei, first he addressed the Shailo about Keves Echad, and he said that Echad in this context means Miyuchad Shebe Edroi. It means the special one in the Eder, in the flock. That's what Keves Echad means. It doesn't mean one. It means a special Keves. And Amar Lei, regarding that which how he was Zaychat Arichas Yamim, so he said a few things. He said, Miyamai Lekibalti Matanis, I never received gifts from people. V'le'amadati Amidaisai, I wasn't makbid when people did things wrong to me. Muvatram b'mamainya yisi. And I was mavatr with my mamun. So the Gemara goes through each one. Like kibalti matanais, I didn't take presents. Ki had Rabbi Lazar. Like Rabbi Lazar's hanhaga. Ki have a mishadri lay matanis mi beinasiya, when his in-laws would try sending him a present. Like have a shakel, he wouldn't take it. However, and ki have a mizamni lay, when they wouldn't invite him over to eat by them. Like have a azul, he didn't go. Amar lehu, and he said to his in-laws, like nichluchu dechya, what, you don't want me to live? Dechsif, sayinu matanis. It's only if you don't accept presents, it's only if you hate presents, so then you live. So you don't want me to live, you're giving me presents, and that's why he didn't take them. However, says the Gemara, that Reb Zeira, ki have a mishadjalei bibei nesia, lo have a shakel. He was maskim to the first half of this anhaga. When his in-laws would send him gifts, he wouldn't take it. However, ki have a mizamni lei, when they would invite him over to eat by them, even though they were giving him free food, azil, he would go, and Amar, he would say, isyakuri de misyakribi, that they're getting hana from the fact that I'm taking, they're getting covered from me eating by them, so sometimes taking is really giving. And like that, Reb Zeira said that this isn't included in soin the matanis yechya. V'le'amadeti al-midaisai, Rabbi Nechuni HaGadol said that he wasn't maimin al-midaisai, damar rava, kol ha-maver al-midaisav, somebody who's more relaxed, he's not so makbid on others when they do things wrong to him, so ma'virin mimenu kol psha'ev, so he gets the veirais, they're nimchal, and I guess me'mele yizaychat arichus yamim. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, noisei avain v'oivra al-pesha. And we dash from here, l'mi noisei avain, to who is Hashem? Noisei avain, to who does he forgive? And he removes their aveirais? L'mi sh'oivra al-pesha. To a person who's Oivra Pesha, that he lets other things, when other people do things to him, he lets it slide. So Hashem, Mida Kenega Mida, is Meichelim for the things that he does. Shal Rabbi, it's Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. Rabbi asked Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, but ma harach to Yamim? How are you Zaychat Arichas Yamim? So Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha said to him, Amar Lei, Katz to Bechayai. What, you're upset and I have them living so long? What do you have? How is I Zaychat Arichas Yamim? Something's bothering you? So Amar Lei, Rabbi, so Rabbi said to him, no, Rabbi, Tayri, he vilumad on Yitzarach. I just want to learn from your on hunkers, I want to know what you did. So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha said to him, Miyamai lo nistakalti b'demus adam rasha. I never looked at the face of a rasha. And what's the makar for this anhaga? The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, that's also lo adam lehistakel b'tzalem demus adam rasha. You're not allowed to look at the face of a rasha. It's also Shenemar, the pasuk says, lule pneya yishafa melech Yehuda ani noisei im abed ailecha im ereka. That Elisha says, if not for the fact that Yishafa was there, he tells Yehiram, I wouldn't be able to look at you. You're a rasha. And it's also to look at the face of a rasha. Rabbi Lazar Amar, it's even more than that, not just it's also, but ain of kehoi, so it'll actually make a person blind. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, vayhi kizak in Yitzchak, vatichena ain of meirois. That Yitzchak went blind at the end of his life. So says the Gemara, why is it that Yitzchak went blind at the end of his life? Mishum distako beis of a rasha. It was because he had a son, Esav, and he looked at Esav's face, and that's what made it then at the end of his life that Yitzchak went blind. Ask the Gemara. V'ha-garmalei. Is that really what caused Yitzchak to go blind at the end of his life? V'amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak said, we had it earlier, La'ilam altihi kilas hadiyat kalabeinecha. You shouldn't treat lightly the curse of a hadiyat. Shari Avimelech kilalas Sarah v'niskayim bizara. Avimelech cursed Sarah that she should go blind, and it was mekuyim by her children, by Yitzchak. Shenemar, like the pasuk says, Hinehu lach kesus einayim, atur kesus ala ksias einayim, that Avimelech gave her a curse that she should go blind, and it was niskayim by Yitzchak. So you see, that's why Yitzchak went blind. Says the Gemara, Havaha Garmalei. It was the curse together with the fact that he stared at Esav. Rava Amar Mehacha, Rava says that we see a makar for not staring at a Rasha from this pasuk. It says, Se'es Pnei Rasha Leitav. It's not good to look at the face of a Rasha. B'shas Petira, so at the Shas Apetira of Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, so Rabbi was there, and Amar Lei, and Rabbi said to him, Rabbi, Barcheni, he said to him, Rabbi, give me a bracha. So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Shua ben Karcha said to him, Yehi Ratzon Shetagia L'chatzi Yamei. You should be zoichet to reach half of my lifespan. L'kulu Lei, so he said to him, and not all of it? So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Shua ben Karcha said back to Rabbi, Haba Macharecha, Behema Yiru. What, you want your children to just be shepherds? They're gonna have to become the Nasi, you're the Nasi, and they're gonna be take over. So you want them to never take over, they should just remain shepherds their whole life. So therefore, I'm only saying half of my lifetime. Avu bar ihi, umanyam bar ihi, chad amar teisili dolayestakli bakusi. One of them said, I deserve reward because I never stared at a kusi, or really, before the censor was a guy, I never stared at the face of a guy. Vechad amar teisili dolay avri shutfis bahadi kusi, or bahadi guy. That I never made a shutfis, I never joined a partnership with a guy. Shalu talmidav es Rabbi Zeira, v'maharach to yamim, they asked Rabbi Zeira, how are you zaycha tarichas yamim? So Amar Lehem, so Rabbi Zeira said to them, Miyamai lehikpadati b'taych besi, that I never had a hakpada, I never got upset even inside of my own house. V'lay tza'adti b'fnei misha gadol mimeni, and I never walked in front of somebody who's greater than me, even in situations when, I guess it's mutter, he never did it. V'lay erharti b'mavuayis ha'metunafais, and I didn't think in Torah in places that were dirty, even though the Rashba explains, Rabbi Zeira held like Rabbi Yochanan and Brachis, Chavdal and Mabez, that you're allowed to. Still, he was makbin not to. V'lehalachti arba amis b'lei Tyra b'lei tefillin. And I was makbin never to go four amis without learning Tyra and without wearing tefillin. V'leyashanti b'beis hamedrash, l'shenas kfa, v'leyshenas arai. I didn't even take a shenas arai, I didn't even take a nap inside of a beis medrash, even though it's technically mutter. V'leyasasti b'tekalas chaveri, and I didn't rejoice by something, even though I got a benefit, but something bad happened to my friend as a result, so I didn't rejoice over such a benefit. V'leykarasi l'chaveri b'chanichasoi v'amila b'chachinasoi, I never gave my friend a different name other than his actual name, I didn't give him a nickname, I didn't call him by his last name, I was makbit always call him by his first name, and that's how I was zaycha tzarichas yamim.